A few weeks after the United States, Mexico, and Canada signed a new trade deal to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, a trade delegation from Mexico visited Arkansas to recruit local companies to do business in the state of Querétaro. The meetings were held this week in Little Rock, Jonesboro, and in Rogers at the World Trade Center. Carlos Uribe Menendez, who is the CEO of the World Trade Center in Querétaro, led the delegation.
So what we want to attract is innovation, technology, and sustainability. I think the success in the countries, in the northern part of the countries of the world, is that they have that technology and they keep innovating, you know. And that's something that we need as a Latin American country.
Menendez says he'd like to see business-to-business investment from aerospace, biotech, and digital application companies.
What would we offer as Querétaro is the aerospace sector. We also have agriculture a lot. We have automotive tier one or tier two. We have logistics. We have food and beverage. We have electrodomestics. So actually our industry is very well known.
And Menendez adds Querétaro and Arkansas already have an established relationship thanks to the Arkansas State University campus in the city. He's also encouraging Arkansas companies to attend a trade mission there that coincides with the World Trade Center Association's 50th General Assembly in April. Valeria Zayetz, the Senior Director of the International Business and Compliance at Biotech Pharmacal, says she came to the meeting in Rogers to find out more about the trip.
We have been establishing our businesses during this last 20 years, and we are well established in the Middle East. It is Yemen, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. We also have our partners in Europe. It is Germany, Netherlands, Austria, Belgium. And we are also developing three more countries in East Africa, and it's Kenya, Rwanda, and Ethiopia. We are also working right now on developing Canada and Mexico.
Biotech Pharmacal is a dietary supplement manufacturer that's been based out of Fayetteville for the past 35 years. Businesses from around the world are invited to attend the mission and will be able to connect beforehand via a matchmaking app that will introduce sellers to potential buyers. Zayetz believes that will open up even more opportunities to do business.
Because each and every company, they are very specific. Sometimes they are interested in certain direction, like, you know, sports vitamins or healthy aging vitamins. So we will be able to prep a presentation and pitch our products way more successfully.
Zayetz says she had a lot of success on a World Trade Center mission to the Netherlands, and she hopes to do the same in Mexico.
It's a major partner of the U.S. and especially Arkansas. So I believe it's going to be a good strategy for us to start working on it. And also it's close by. So it's like a next door neighbor, and it's going to be easier logistically and also free trade agreements. And also like it's English speaking country, so it's easier to grow business.
As far as the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which has been signed but will still need to be ratified, Carlos Uribe Menendez says updates did need to be made because certain technologies and products didn't exist when NAFTA was signed into existence.
We'll be okay with that deal. I mean, yeah, we will change of precedence, but that will not change commerce. So politics is something and commerce and trade is other thing. And obviously, if there's no money, there's not tax to be paid. So we need that agreement as neighbors as we are. Our relationship is so strong that right now it's very impossible to just split. We cannot do a divorce.
Companies interested in the trade mission should contact the Arkansas World Trade Center.